Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:23 British Summertime. Today is August 26th. Well, first order of business is to report that David's operation went very well. There were no complications at all. The only outstanding question is that they performed two bypasses rather than the expected three, and that will apparently be explained tomorrow when he's revived. They're keeping him sedated in the ICU. That's apparently normal for this type of procedure, and he'll be revived sometime early tomorrow morning. And he'll wake up surrounded by his family, which I'm sure he will be delighted with. And subsequent to that, he'll be taking some medical leave. In the meantime, markets today were relatively quite quiet, and we see that Asia was up, the majority of indices up in the region of 1%, with Europe most indices were down less than 1%, and the USA finished out the day pretty much flat. What we also see is that bond markets were relatively quiet, and commodity markets were also relatively quiet, where the main action was in the industrial metals. You had quite a volatile day on lead, and lead has been by far the most consistent of those advancing and closed pretty close to where it finished the day, which would suggest there's probably a stray data point on the chart I was looking at before I started recording. And we can continue to look at these commodities, and the chart patterns that are evident are really quite steady. The industrial metal complex, it remains in the majority of cases within these consistent advances. The weakest of them are aluminium and tin in the very short term, but the progression of higher lows remains intact, with oil having had a rather large day to the downside yesterday. It was a little bit weaker in here today as well, down 62 cents, but certainly not in a dynamic fashion. And the soft commodities sector was also relatively quiet in here today. Sugar, which has had an explosive move to the upside over the last 6 or 7 weeks, has been ranging close to the highs for the better part of the last 2 weeks. And this, for the moment at least, looks to be a consolidation of recent gains rather than a clear topping signal. So that is one to watch, because there is, I suppose, the terminology from the chart seminar is that range is an explosion waiting to happen, and that it is going to break out in one way or another, and whichever way it does so will likely be a tradable signal. Lean hogs also, which pushed up last week, is continuing to consolidate close to its lows and hasn't gained momentum to the upside just yet. But given the extent of the acceleration to the downside, there is still potential for this market to rebound from this rather overextended, depressed level. I think the most active market today was in the loonie, the Canadian dollar, where the US dollar was firmer by a full cent. And the dollar continues to range above this 106 to 107 level and was relatively firm in here again today. And it would be easy to look at that one particular cross and say that there was significant potential for the dollar to rally here, but it wasn't nearly as strong against a number of other currencies. And it really would need to strengthen considerably against a wide basket of currencies to really signal that there was a lot of room for it to rally from its current level. It continues to range below this 145 level against the euro, and against the pound it was also a bit stronger in here today, stronger by a full cent. The pound has been really quite weak over the last 5 days and has been weaker on consecutive days against the euro. And against the euro, it has pushed through the 115 euro level, and it's down to around 113 at the moment. So it's breaking down from this little range that it's been in, or the other way around, it's pushed above the 87p level. And There is, well, the euro is pushed above the 87p level, I should say, and that's a rather large move. Now, it is becoming a little bit overextended in the very short term, but it really would need an upward dynamic in favor of the pound to offset scope for this to get a little bit weaker in the very short term. Looking at stock markets, we see that the majority of markets are really quite steady around current levels, and they are certainly overextended relative to their 200-day moving average in the majority of cases, although certainly you don't have that same degree of overextension in the OECD type markets than you do in the emerging markets. However, even though we do have this overextended condition in a large number of markets, the uptrends remain really quite consistent. And as long as those consistency characteristics remain in place, we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt. We've continue in this impressive, and impressive not only in terms of the size of the advances that have been put in, but also in terms of the persistence of these advances. We remain in this impressive advance, and we continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Now, we know that markets are overextended in the short term. That's not to say that they can't become more overextended. But of course, if they do become more overextended relative to the moving averages, then the swiftness of the eventual pullback is likely to be increased. There are a number of ways in which a market can revert to its mean. On the one hand, we have the China example, where the market fell by 20% in less than 3 weeks and retraced a large part of its overextension, and it's probably back into an accumulation zone in the current area. Or, for example, you could have the Taiwan example, where the market has largely been, it would have, it's certainly been one of the leaders, but lost momentum and has been ranging close to its highs, and the moving average has turned upwards and is beginning to move towards it. In the best case scenario, it will continue to range in close proximity to the highs and allow this overbought condition to be unwound over a period of time prior to reasserting its uptrend with a sustained upward break. One way or another, it is inevitable that the overextension relative to the moving averages will be unwound at some point. But in the absence of downward dynamics or reactions that pull us back into the underlying ranges, or indeed through those ranges, breaking the progression of higher lows, those are all signals where we would be beginning to question the integrity or the consistency of these advances. We haven't had evidence of that type of activity occurring just yet in the absence of, or with the exclusion of China, which we've mentioned on a number of occasions in the last couple of weeks. And as long as we don't see that type of evidence coming through, then we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt. Once we do have this reversion to the mean, there will be a stark difference between the performance of leading markets and lagging markets, because the majority of leading markets have broke upwards from their bases back in March, and have improved considerably since then. So we wouldn't anticipate that they are going to come all the way back to test the upper side of their ranges, of the upper side of their bases, I should say. The much more likely prospect is that they will find support somewhere in the region of their moving average, consolidate around there, with a view to breaking to the upside. But with lagging markets, it's a somewhat different story because they're only now just beginning to break upwards from their base formations. And it's an open question as to how much they can improve on the performance that they've already put in, given the fact that they're lagging and the fact that they are increasingly becoming overextended, and on any basis one would wish to look at. Subsequent to this very consistent advance pulling back, then it will be a challenge as to whether they're going to move into this First step above the base, which is a reliable continuation pattern when it's been completed, or whether they pull back into their bases and extend the base formation with a view to breaking upwards at a later stage. If they can sustain the majority of their gains from the July reaction lows and form a range somewhere in the region of the upper side of their base and above it, then we will have they will be forming that first step above the base, which, as I said, is a reliable continuation pattern. The definition of a range is that supply and demand come back into balance, and with supply and demand coming back into balance, we have the bullish and bearish arguments coming back into balance. And as that range goes on, while it will probably still be relatively easy to make a coherent bearish argument, the efficacy of those arguments will become increasingly shrill as markets do not break down to new low ground, where you might economically have a double dip and in a worst case scenario, but that you will not have the double dip in stock markets. And we can, if that type of activity does begin to come through, then the bullish case will gain adherence. And the bullish argument, which will be manifested to fuel the next bull market, and that is likely to revolve around the emerging markets, those markets which have been less affected by the credit crisis, and the companies that will benefit from them are likely to fuel the next bull market, which we are in the early stages of today. Once the first step above the base has been completed, and that can take time, then we will be into a new trending phase where the action is likely to be more consistent, but probably less volatile than we've seen over the last 3, 4, and 5 months. That's a script for the way markets can unfold in the coming months, because we are, as they continue to hit new highs and as they consolidate their gains, we are coming increasingly close to a reaction towards the mean. And in the case of those lagging markets, the challenge will be to sustain the majority of their gains. With that in mind, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you, and I will keep you updated on any further news. You will have news as soon as I do on David's recovery. And well, good night.